broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bush, buddy Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always remains the same. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the key to the exercise when it comes to solutions. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is absolutely our charge. Welcome to the broadcast, LibertyRoundtable.com, for live and on-demand hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips free. If you want to click on Help Us Grow and participate in the solutions, donate today. Help us grow, ladies and gentlemen. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media. We'd like to reach out and thank the radio stations, AM and FM radio stations up and down the line carrying our broadcast. We'd also like to have a special reach out to republicbroadcasting.org and thank John Stattmiller and all the folks in the Uplink facility taking care of business for us over there as well. Liberty News Radio for the syndication capabilities and their Roku player and online stream. Man, it's just we're getting to be everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Click on Help Us Grow, would you please? Without further ado, a recap of yesterday's show. Yesterday was National Sandwich Day 2015. They say it's the golden age of sandwiches, and these chains are spreading the gospel. Do you like a good sandwich, huh? All right. Kirk Crosby's favorite sandwich, ladies and gentlemen, is a BLT. But then he puts in some extras. He likes little extras on there. Get a hold of him and buy some raw honey and ask him, what extras do you put on the sandwich there, Kurt? Get a hold of Kurt, buy raw honey today, delivered to your door for Thanksgiving and Christmas and for your honey, if you like. Buy honey for your honey. How's that? Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, 801-669-2211. Also, go to Joyce Riley's PowerMall.com, thepowermall.com. Incredible products there. Tell them thank you for the support of Liberty Roundtable Live. And by the way, listen to the Power Hour, too, would you? A sandwich of Mexican origin, ladies and gentlemen, is called a torta. That's right. And, you know, can white people order tortas, or is that racist? You see, that one university, they tried to have a Mexican dinner, and I guess they considered that racist. I don't really get it. In America, I thought we were the great melting pot. I thought, you know what, if white people want Mexican food and Mexican people want, do you say white food? Can you say that? American food? Wait a minute. Mexicans are Americans, too. Many of them. What about an American that happens to be, what do they call those, Mexican Americans? You don't hear that term much, do you? Only African Americans get that term. Wait, can you eat African American food? Wait a minute. What is African American food? All right. What is this? Rachel Dolezal? Is that how you say your name? Anyway, she admits she wasn't birthed black, says WorldNet Daily, but she identifies as black. Can she eat white people food if she's literally white, physically speaking, but identifies as black? What if she were to eat Mexican food? What would be her favorite sandwich, huh? Obama's going to defy the court. He's going to forge ahead on amnesty, says The Hill. Now, why when Kim Davis defies the courts is it just crazy? Everybody in the nation talking about it. When the president of the United States, sworn to uphold the Constitution, defies the court, nobody even blinks an eye. What's going on around here? Glenn Beck issued an open letter to the RNC, that's the Republican National Committee, and he requested that the Blaze TV be allowed to host the 9th presidential debate on February 26, 2016. An RNC spokesman, Sean Spicer, said that the Blaze is one of the top considerations to host the GOP debate. And now there's a new report out that Donald Trump's going to deal directly with the networks on the debates, blowing up the GOP's collective effort, they claim. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. The second hour yesterday brought to you by thepowermall.com. Our guest, Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation, righttowork.org, was on. We talked about the Teamsters were forced to pay back wages to Army Wives truck driver. I guess Army Wives is like a TV show, right? All right. National Right to Work Foundation issues statement on UAW's push for union elections at a VW plant in Kentucky. Do you live in a right-to-work state, huh? We also talked about this huge transformer weighing over 1 million pounds being trucked to Monticello, Utah, way out in the Four Corners area of the beautiful Olympic state of Utah. We also talked about the Washington Post on Friday declared Hillary Clinton does not suffer from hypothyroidism, even though her doctor says she does. Wait a minute. The Washington Post says Hillary does not have hypothyroidism, even though her own doctor says that she does. See how the mainstream press just manipulates things, folks? I mean, Hillary's healthy as a fiddle. She can go ahead and serve you as president, huh? FEC, that's the Federal Election Commission filings, Jeb Bush's finance director, may have made $1.3 million off of the campaign. So even though Jeb's failing, hey, some campaign staffers are getting rich, huh? I guess there's a website. It's a faith-driven consumer site. And I guess it's now listing which companies are best in terms of espousing Christian values. They've been given top billing to Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby. All right, the EPA spent $800 on a single pencil holder. The EPA's fondness for high-end furniture, I guess, has now cost the taxpayers $92 million. Yeah, I guess the EPA government employees are watching porn on the taxpayers' dime as well. We also talked about an experimental glider that could reach the edge of space without the power of an engine, I guess, has had success. The successful first test flight took place over Oregon this week, winning applause from Airbus, who's one of the big backers of the project. And that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. That broadcast is still available on demand at your fingertips at libertyroundtable.com. And on demand on your Roku player. Look at the special intersection on the Roku for the Liberty News Radio channel, Liberty Roundtable Live, and many other incredible programs available at your fingertips. All right. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said during a Tuesday press conference, Kurt, that he would indeed attend a debate held by the Blaze.
Very good.
So I'm telling you right now, if Glenn wants to hold the debate and Trump says he'll be in, and the Republican RNC says the Blaze would be a top choice, Kurt, it's virtually assured it's going to happen unless something goes wrong.
Good point, Sam.
So what do you think of that?
Well, I know Trump and Glenn have not
been the best of buds.
Eye to eye for a while, so it should be interesting.
Now, here's the question, though. Just because the Blaze hosts it, that's the TV network, the Blaze, does that mean that Glenn would be the moderator necessarily? And I'm not so sure that would be the case, number one. And number two, you know, Glenn might have a couple of zinger questions for the Trumpster. And, you know, it might be a little bit of political theater as well, but I still think we're going to have at least some decent questions asked, right?
Yeah, questions instead of like, hey, man, are you a clown or, you know, or...
Yeah.
When did you
quit wearing your shoes on the wrong feet, Kurt? Kind of goofy stuff. Come on. That kind of stuff, right? Where it's just like, when I was five, why? Okay, it's crazy. But we're starting to see a little bit of semblance of reality, but I'm convinced that all this, Kurt, is political theater again. In other words, look, the Republicans are the ones that agreed to the debates just as much as the Democrats. And the debate standards have been controlled by central insider committees forever. They want you to believe this is something new, like, oh, my goodness, somehow the media shanghaied the debates as if this is like new news or something.
Yeah.
This has been going on forever, my friend. Mm-hmm. This isn't anything new. In fact, right when color TV kind of came out back in the 50s, old Ike Eisenhower was the one that used the media to use, you know, 30-second, 60-second sound bites to manipulate the public and get elected, Kurt. That was Ike's gig back in the day. All right. Just thought I'd tell you that.
That's interesting.
An armed homeowner, Kurt, I guess he had this thug trying to come in his back door, okay?
Yeah.
And so the armed homeowner shoots home intruder in the groin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, a home intruder will remember this maybe indefinitely. Yeah.
Yeah, that was according to the Blaze, and I want to commend the Blaze again for reporting these things. Oftentimes when guns are used in defense, believe it or not, the Blaze covers those kind of stories more than anybody else. So I got to give Glenn Beck and the Blaze some credit for that. Now, even though I don't think they would cover the news as I exactly would, I got to give them credit when they do what's right. We need more of it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt. We're keeping watch, folks, on what's happening. And we report.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. So Donald Trump will attend a debate held by the Blaze, and the top Republican leaders are saying, hey, we'd consider the Blaze as a top venue for the debates. Homeowner shoots home intruder in the groin. Dateline, Texas, brought to us by the Blaze. I got to commend them. They tell you more stories about the right to keep and bear arms and self-defense with weapons than any other news service I find. I guess Tea Party favorite, Kurt, Matt Bevin, elected governor of Kentucky. Now, this is an interesting story because Kentucky voters on Tuesday, just yesterday, elected the second Republican in four decades to hold the governor's office. They say bottom line is the heart of the discussion or the debate in the campaigns was the Affordable Care Act. And the result was a potentially troubling sign for Democrats ahead of next year's presidential elections. It was a big win for the GOP as it continues to consolidate power. Thought that was interesting. Kurt, do you know much about Matt Bevin?
No, I was curious to see, though, because, you know, that was pretty much the only story election-wise, I guess you could say, that hit any big stuff.
Yeah, that hit on the radar, sure. Yeah. That and the proposition in Utah, by the way, which we'll get to in a second. Okay. But all I'm telling you is it's Matt Bevin, B-E-V-I-N. Matt Bevin, the Republican, Tea Party favorite, now the governor of Kentucky. So time will tell how that pans out. Maybe Kip Davis down there in Kentucky will get a little bit more support with Matt at the helm, huh, Kurt?
Maybe so, yeah.
All right, Apple maybe co-founder. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe even McConnell and...
come on, you know, Kurt. Now you've gone way too far.
I know.
Right. Kurt's having faith in McConnell. Have you lost your mind?
Well, come on. Maybe he'd just say, well, I'll see you later. I'm going to retire.
Oh, that might happen. Now we're praying.
They say he's an American businessman.
Who is?
The governor-elect, this Matt Bevin.
Matt Bevin, okay. Because we were just talking about McConnell, okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Matt Bevin.
They say he served as the president of Bevin Brothers Manufacturing Company since 2011.
Private sector, I like that.
48 years old. He's married to a lady.
Whoa. What's up with that?
Education, went to Washington and Lee University. Man, got a bevy of children. Let's see, it says Brittany, Grace, Isaac, Madison, Mackenzie, Lydia, Olivia. I mean,
seven kids so far.
Might have a, well, yeah, you know, a pretty good batch there. So
Matt Bevin's got seven. That should be one of his campaign slogans. We believe good in kids around here. Yeah. Man, he might clash with Rand Paul on that, huh, Kurt? I mean, this guy's going to make sure that Social Security stays alive. Wow. All right. Anyway, good for Matt. We'll keep an eye on him and learn more about him as time goes on.
Yeah.
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. Now, you remember back in the day in the 70s, it was Wozniak and Jobs, both named Steve, that founded Apple in a garage, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Steve Jobs has been so well-known and been in the limelight a lot, but Woz, as the tech guys call him, Wozniak hasn't really been much of focus since the early days. But now Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak... His vision for cars, he says in the next 20 years, no human drivers will be allowed, Kurt. Within 5 years, we'll have some kind of assisted driving on almost every car that comes out new off the assembly lines.
What do you
but in 20 years, humans won't be driving cars.
What do you think about that?
I think they're going to get there. I think the timetable might be aggressive, but I do think eventually they will get there.
Very good.
Do I think it's a smart move? Well, it'll let me drive, Kurt. I mean, it'll let me travel. I wouldn't drive, I guess, but it'll let me go where I want to go. It'll be nice in that way.
Yeah. So there you go.
But do I think it's a good idea? And not really. I see all kinds of problems with it. Primarily, Kurt, I'm not really a fan of this less interaction with people. You know, in the future, if you have robots and you have automatic machines everywhere, and you have cars that drive themselves, and you. Pretty soon, interacting with others is going to be kind of a very difficult experience. People are going to kind of run around in isolation, kind of avoid each other. Everybody, you know, if violence continues in America, pretty much everything's going to be an encounter with a human. It's always a negative experience. It's either rape, violence, pillage, plunder, or defense kind of mode. I don't really like the trend of isolation. I don't like the trend of treating everybody else as kind of a combatant or some kind of an enemy. I don't like the isolation idea. I think humans are meant to be together. To love and serve one another, to befriend one another, to be kind. I think that the society is really a fundamental response of people needing other people. I think society is a good thing. In other words, people in proximity and working together is a good thing. And so all these trends, though, in my opinion, point in the wrong direction in terms of relationships, in terms of personal interactions, in terms of the ability to influence one another for good, to serve one another. All these different things, in my opinion, start to become in jeopardy. The more we interact with robots and automated technologies, and the more we have self-driving vehicles, and, you know, pretty soon you won't be interacting with people hardly, Kurt, except for by choice. But I kind of believe that, you know what, Getting to know people around you in common day-to-day life is a good thing. Learning to care about other people's problems. You know, you go to the store, you go to that same store for bread every day or, you know, twice a week or the deli or whatever, and you get to know the butcher there or the baker there or the whatever. And I know these examples might be kind of quaint in our modern Amazon-driven, drone-delivered society, but I'm telling you, these interactions with people matter. And these ability to befriend people and to care about people and to have trust and to people to give you credit because they know you and trust you. And they say, you know what, even if Sam can't pay something back on time all the time because life isn't perfect, he will take care of me. He's honorable. Those things still have value. And I don't really like everything just kind of going to the isolation kind of idea. I think it's a negative. So do I think it'll really happen? Eventually, I do believe cars will drive themselves, yes. Whether they'll force humans off the road will all depend on the crash data, Kurt. And if the vehicles or the technology does better than people, and eventually it will, it's going to not make sense for people to drive. They get distracted. They want to text. They whatever. And that could be a negative. But I don't really think that the repercussions, societally speaking, or on a personal relationships level, I don't think it benefits us there. And I know somebody would say, well, Sam, the two discussions aren't really connected like you're making them. I think they are. I mean, Bush, I guess he's got a death spiral, Kurt, down to 4% now. So he rebooted his campaign for the fifth time. But now he's got a death spiral going on, says Drudge.
You sure hate to see that, huh, Sam? By the way,
I couldn't be more pleased, Kurt. And see, if I couldn't, if my self-driving car and robots, I might not even be able to walk by Jeb and say, I'm so sorry, sir.
Yeah,
see what I mean?
Point.
It'd be horrible, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, a little update. Looks like that new Kentucky governor has 9 children. I don't know why they only list 7 in there, but they say, according to the Courier Journal, that's some operation there in Kentucky, I guess. They says that he announced that his wife would make a fantastic first lady, yeah, and called out the name of each of his 9 children. So, yeah, it's... That's an interesting piece of information.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he won. He got all those kids to vote for him, you know.
Maybe so, yeah. I bet many of them are too young to vote. And maybe when the Wikipedia thing was updated, he only had 7, Kurt. Maybe a couple of them are young. Who knows?
Yeah.
But those kids are going to be having a fantastic time running around that governor's mansion, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Said he won by 53% to 44% for the Democrat. They said the independent got 4%. Now they call that a near landslide. Mm. Well, anyway, I guess you could call that a near landslide. But
you can call it what you want, Kurt.
Yeah, he won.
But pot legalization loses, gets shut down in Ohio. Did you see that?
No.
No smoking pot down there in Ohio, Kurt.
That's unusual. Yeah. I was thinking everybody went that way now.
And there's a new study out I got to tell you about, but I'll make you wait till after the pause. How's that?
Yeah.
I think that's how radio's supposed to work. We're supposed to tease everybody into hanging around, huh? All right. Well, LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved in the solutions today. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. I'm going to pull a Kurt for a second, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this issue about Matt Bevin taking the governorship, what, of Kentucky? Matt Bevin has 9 kids, and I was kind of saying that the kids are going to be running around the governor's mansion. And it reminds me of a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman episode. Medicine Woman episode where I guess Dr. Quinn and Sully and these guys go back to Washington, D.C., and Dr. Quinn's adopted son, Brian, goes in there and hangs out with President Grant's son. And part of the plot is that they have this secret tunnel to the president's office. And Brian and the president's son detect and find some scandal going on using this secret corridor that the president lets his son have access to. Because the President Grant says, I got to... You know, if anybody needs to be able to get a hold of me, it needs to be my family, and my son needs to be able to, even though I'm president, my son has special access to me because I'm dad, and dad matters. And I just thought that was kind of an interesting little thought. All right, Kurt, I guess there's a new study out, buddy. They say that a half hour of walking is better than the gym for losing weight. Do you want to chime in on this one, Kurt? You're our resident health expert, right?
You know, all I know is on this whole exercise thing, everybody's trying to prove that their particular one is the best, but walking, you know, is a tremendous exercise. I know I enjoy it, going up the mountain here close by where we live, and the dogs enjoy it as well, and chasing after a rabbit or two is entertaining for them, and you know, but hey, I suggest to folks to do whatever they can when it comes to exercise. It's just one of those pretty easily done exercises. You don't have to have a bunch of equipment. Don't have to have a gym membership, if you will. There's a lot of pluses about it, huh, Sam?
Yeah, and I agree with the point, and I'll tell you why. I believe that walking and swimming are two of the best exercises you can do. And the reason I say that is because swimming is very low impact on your body. The difference between walking and running, again, walking is very low impact on your body. Your body's designed to walk. It's what you do the most of in terms of exercise. And I believe that both of those exercises are good. The reason that I don't really like the gym, not only the expense and all those kind of things, not only has it become a way for men to look at women and women to look at men in provocative situations and positions and whatever you want to call it, and I don't think it's really good for anybody in terms of if you're married especially, but if you're not, it's just not good to sit there and watch women and that kind of stuff. I don't like all that aspect of it. I also, though, don't like the idea, Kurt, that you go in and you just think that you can sit around all day and be lazy, and then you could just in 1 hour or one whatever, just have this huge burst of energy. Crank your heart rate off the charts and just, you know, that's going to be good for you, that you just all of a sudden get in this indoor place where there's not fresh air and just beat your body to death and come out of there going, oh, man, I'm glad I did my exercise. I better go watch TV, kind of an idea. I think you're better off having longer-term sustained exercise in natural ways to get that exercise. So walking, swimming, you know, working outdoors, you know, that kind of stuff, whatever. I believe that natural exercise is always better. I believe getting outdoors is always better. I believe the more natural it can be. So that's why I don't, you know, how many people feel comfortable running? It's high impact. It's hard on your knees. But, you know, you do some good walking and it does a lot of good. And so I don't know about just the losing weight aspect, but I would say overall, the more natural and the more life-related and sustained the exercise is, the better. And I don't really believe in this high impact, you got to have your heart rate pump out of your chest to be healthy, Kurt. I don't buy that idea. Now, it's not to say that it's not good to, you know, work out, but it's kind of like your car. Sure, it's good to, you know, drive around in your car and hit some good speeds from time to time and that kind of stuff. But is it really good to punch your car, you know, hit that dude to the floor and just go as fast as that can go on occasion to make sure your car's doing well? See, I don't think so. It's a great way to blow the engine, right? And I think the same thing's true for your heart and your body. It's just not good to just crank up this exercise level to extreme levels and then think that it's good for you. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So, and for example, like when they have these stress tests that people do.
Yeah, I think those are psychotic.
Good. That's, I agree.
They're over the off the charts crazy. Let me make sure your heart doesn't get destroyed. And let me just ramp your heart up to the most extreme level that I can get it and then wonder why things aren't going very well. It's kind of like punching it in your car when you know you've got a little bit of engine trouble. It's like, I'm going to just punch that dude through the floor and just rocking it and knocking it. Man, I don't know why that thing blew. I don't understand that. I was just making sure that it was working all right.
Good boy.
It's crazy. And the same thing's true with this exercise in a gym, Kurt. You cannot combine your, or just compound, what's the term? Compress all your exercise into one little blip, really extreme, in a place where there's no fresh air. It just doesn't make any sense to me in exercises that aren't necessarily natural. In other words, look, you put too much weight on your arms, on your back, on your body, and then it's like, oh, man, I'm doing great, and then somebody, are you going to the gym? Oh, no, I hurt my back last week. I'm not going to the gym right now. Well, you hurt your back, you idiot, because you put a ton of weight on your back, and your back just couldn't take it, right? People just don't understand. I think that good, sustained, continued exercise is great. But I don't really believe in the high-impact, super heavy weights kind of stuff. And I'm really off the idea that when you go to the gym, I mean, do you really want females going to the gym and exercising in front of a bunch of males? Married women and married men? It's just disaster, Kurt.
Yep.
All right, don't worry about it, though. 3 months after retiring as host of The Daily Show, looks like Jon Stewart now, Kurt, has inked the deal. A production deal with the premier cable channel, HBO. He's going to start by doing shorts, is what they call them. And then he's going to expand, so he's going to be the HBO guy now. Jon Stewart, Kurt, what do you think of that? I knew that he was going to go somewhere. But every time we turn around, a new star leaves traditional television or traditional AM and FM radio and goes somewhere else, Kurt, as the new media takes center stage.
Wow.
Speaking of video, I guess there's what do they call this thing? Video administrators, Kurt? What is this thing?
Well, you've got on this one campus, college campus, and you remember how this thing called Project Veritas has done some filming occasionally, you know, and I'm trying to remember some of the different things they've done, but kind of undercover filming, and then reported about it. They call them kind of like these Acorn videos, first brought this group to prominence. Well, anyway, they were... Well, at one of these universities, let's see, which one was it?
Vassar College?
Vassar College, that's right.
And what's Oberlin this other one? College. Oberlin College, yeah.
Yeah, and they agreed, I guess, to personally shred a pocket constitution after an undercover reporter posing as a student complained that she felt triggered by its distribution on campus. I guess, you know, they went back and forth talking about it, and one of the on-campus people there agreed to do it because they thought, well, it'll make her feel better, but I don't know, I wouldn't really say this is a whole bunch of something, but it is kind of an interesting story.
Interesting is it just tells me that these people are ready to go off and destroy all that we hold dear. Whether you like or dislike the Constitution, whether you agree with the Constitution or not, look, it is the supreme law of the land, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not forget that. It's the law. So what they're doing is shredding the law on a whim based on the feelings of a given individual. They're just letting people, by their feelings, Shanghai everything good, right, and honorable about America for more than a couple of hundred years.
Yeah, the one professor that's the chair of what they call Comparative American Studies, at Oberlin College, agreed after a long pause that the Constitution in everyday life causes people pain. Now, all I can say is, the main pain is caused by people not following it, if you ask me. But they say after some prompting from the reporter, she concedes that her hesitancy reflects her belief that the document is flawed and suggests working with student groups to host a dialogue concerning the ways in which the Constitution in everyday life causes people pain. It's an interesting little piece, and it does, kind of give you a little bit more insight into the liberal universities and the way they,
They have an under-the-surface hostility ready just to break out, and the undercover video shows that. The problem that I have is, again, it doesn't matter how you feel about the Constitution. I personally love it and revere it and think it's a wonderful document that's provided more freedom to more people in the history of the world than anything else. Nevertheless, it isn't a piece of paper that matters. It's what's written in our hearts as moral individuals and et cetera. But I, the reason that it kind of shocks me and surprises, it's the law of the land, folks.
Yeah.
Okay? And what if I were to destroy a gay and lesbian agenda resolution or something? I mean, people would be up in arms, wouldn't they? Dateline Adams County. What's this, in Idaho, Kurt?
Yes.
We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Adams County, Idaho. Tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt?
Well, you know what ISP stands for, Sam?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a internet service provider.
Oh, an ISP?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I know what an ISP is, yes.
Anyway, in this case, ISP stands for the Idaho State Police.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and anyway, the detectives there, now this is kind of an update on the story because it happened a couple of days ago, but they're asking for the public's help in their investigation into a shooting incident on, they call it State Road 95 near Adams County, the town of Council. It was about 6:34 p.m., they say. About, I don't know if that means 6:33.87 seconds or whatever. But anyway, this is Sunday, November 1st. The Adams County Sheriff's Office received a report of a motor vehicle crash involving a Subaru station wagon, and it says a cow bull. Now, a cow bull, I don't know exactly what those are, but it was at milepost 142. They say emergency medical services, fire department personnel, and the Adams County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene while the traffic on the road was stopped. I suppose it was a massive amount of traffic. It was during this time until approximately 7:45, so 6:34, 7:45, about an hour, 10 minutes, something like that, that detectives believe that there were a number of motorists stopped near the scene of the crash before the shooting incident involving the sheriff's deputies and Mr. Jack Yannis that may have information useful to their investigation.
You know what I don't even understand, though, Kurt?
What's that?
What really was the problem and what really happened? In other words, what went down versus what happened are just crazy different, and I don't even understand how it really transitioned or got there, really.
Yeah. They say this bull that was apparently, the owner of the bull, Mr. Jack Yantis, showed up after the deputies told him the bull was, part of the accident. He showed up, they say, one report says on scene with a rifle, the other one says on scene with a shotgun,
But let me stop you there. Showing up with a gun, okay, now in the city, in the hood, I get it. Showing up with a gun means trouble, okay? But showing up in a place like Idaho where ranching is the norm, where people have guns because they deal with sometimes hostile animal predators, et cetera, showing up with a gun in this case, Kurt, doesn't mean the rancher's going to do anything at all. He may have done it thinking my bull might be alive and causing trouble and I might have to stop it or put it down. All I'm telling you is that there's a big difference between a rancher bringing a gun to the event, so to speak, or the crash, versus somebody in the hood bringing a gun to an event. The two aren't the same. Now, I'm not going to question anybody's motive. I say, in any case, you have a right to bring a gun. But what I'm trying to say is, the police know this, Kurt.
Yep.
Okay, just because this guy has a gun, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, they say
even
that,
20, 30 years ago, kids used to go to government school with a pickup from dad with a gun in the rack, and no one thought a thought about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I bring that up just because, look, the kid wasn't bringing a gun to go ballistic at school. That wasn't even on his mind.
Yep.
It was like, I hunt rabbits after school. Or it was like, well, my dad says when I go out and watch the, or, you know, round up the cows, I got to make sure that we don't have coyotes or foxes or whatever else in the middle of the deal. Okay, it's a different understanding. The problem is when you get this to the city folks, they don't really even get what why would the rancher show up with a gun? What, is he crazy? Well, it's a natural thing to do. That's why, folks.
Good point. I guess while they were trying to get the people out of the car, you know, I think it's interesting. They say the bull was injured. I saw the picture of the bull, at least apparently, and I'm thinking the car was the one that would have been injured. But they say the bull started charging at emergency responders and other.
Well, now you know why the rancher might have a gun, thinking, hey.
Yeah.
Telling you, that's what ranchers think. They know better.
Yeah, the bull was very agitated and was aggressive to emergency services. This is according to the sheriff, Ryan Zolman, as well as the other cars coming up and down the highway. That would have been kind of interesting, too. Deputies were getting ready to put the animal down. That means to shoot it, kill it. When the bull's owner...
Wait a minute. So you tell me this: the law enforcement people brought guns to the scene, too, Kurt? For the same logical reason?
Well, just because they always have them.
I know, but I'm okay with them having them, and I'm okay with the reason that they have them.
That's right.
I'm just okay with the rancher doing the same thing for logical reasons.
And the sheriff said that dispatchers had called Yantis after the crash, telling him that the bull that was hit appeared to be his and was down on the highway near his house. This is normal procedure out in the ranching world, ladies and gentlemen. What happened next, they say, is still under investigation, but Zolman said there was an altercation, and Yantis and both deputies all fired their weapons. Yantis was fatally wounded and died at the scene. One of the deputies suffered a minor injury.
Now, let me say it differently. The cops killed him.
Yeah.
Let's just say it the way it is. Let's not pretend. Let's not act like it's just kind of an inanimate object or displaced. Oh, he was wounded and he died at the scene. Look, the cops shot him and killed him, Kurt.
Yep. And the, the sheriff said that his thoughts went out to everyone involved, and his office took the shooting very seriously. The Idaho State Police took over the investigation to prevent a conflict of interest, and they say it's going to be a big hit to this community. That's what the sheriff said. The gentleman involved, Mr. Yantis, was a well-known cattle rancher around here. It's just a sad deal for everybody involved, for the whole community. Now, I guess when his wife, Donna, was told about it, she suffered a heart attack after she learned about her husband being shot. That's what family members said. She was taken to the hospital where she's listed in critical condition. Anyway, the bull was killed as well.
In other words, everybody died here, melted down, except for the cops, right?
The area where the bull was hit is open range. Zolman said, and darkness had fallen by the time the Subaru crashed into the black bull in the roadway. It's not uncommon for us to have these kind of livestock versus vehicle accidents.
Yeah, and that's typically a tragic part, Kurt, and I get all that. What I don't get is what happened after that and why the poor rancher's dead and his wife's in the hospital with a heart attack and the bull's dead and everybody's dead but the cops. See, at some point we need de-escalation training here. At some point we need somebody to step back and think a little bit before they just go psychotic trigger happy here.
Good point.
I don't know exactly what occurred, and I'm not prepared to, you know, throw anybody into the bus. We need to find out. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. I'm just saying, at some point, you got to kind of wonder what on earth is going on. All right, Kurt, looks like CBS, I don't know if you know this, but CBS has launched a streaming channel, and everybody was shocked because they thought they'd stick with cable forever, but you know, CBS ain't too stupid, Kurt. They see the writing on the wall. You got to go new media, you're dead, right?
10 years late, right? You
know? Yeah, but at least they're doing something.
Yeah.
Okay, but now the headline says this. CBS weighs a bigger streaming push. That's the headline. CBS weighs bigger streaming push. My response is, don't weigh too long, CBS. You better get it done or it's going to be quitance, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now. You guys should hire me as a consultant, pay me $100,000 to tell you move forward or fail. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you right now. You better get streaming together. And Kurt's right. You've already weighed your options way too long.
Yep.
Okay, the horse has already left the barn, as they say, right? You got to get on this, and you got to get on it now.
Good.
All right, Trump's in the news, Kurt. Do you know who Truth in Media is? Speaking of new media taking center stage?
Yeah.
Who?
I've heard of him. I'm trying to remember.
Come on, Ben.
Ben Swan?
Yeah.
Talking about?
Ben Swan's Truth in Media. He's now reporting a statement from Trump. Trump says the following. Fed Chair Janet Yellen not raising interest rates because Obama told her not to.
Oh, really?
And he goes on and Trump says that we need to raise interest rates immediately. Obama doesn't want the economy to melt down under increased interest rates. And so he's telling Janet not to do it. Janet's obeying. But it's a problem and rates must be increased, says Trump. And so there's the battle. Now Trump taking on Obama, taking on Janet Yellen and everybody else. And you got to hear it through Truth in Media, Kurt, because CBS, those guys are still trying to debate if they're going to stream. Okay? I'm just telling you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. All right, so I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Now, next hour, Kurt, we got some weird government school stories to tell you about. We got homeschool to talk about. We've got opinions. We've got government. We've got everything all in the mix. Where do you stand? What do you do? Who's right? Who's wrong? How should it all break down? We'll get into all of it. But it has to do with the emotional well-being of students. It has to do with the thought police. It has to do with opinions on what constitutes education and not, for why, who. They toss Christians into the mix. It's just, I'm telling you right now, it'll get wild and woolly. And it's coming up next hour on Liberty Roundtable Live. So hang tight. Check it out. We shall be live to break it all down just for you. All right, now, you want to turn your phone into a radio? You can do it anytime, anywhere, any phone. I always dial, then I put it on mute, then I put it on speakerphone. Now I got a phone anywhere I go. Anytime, anywhere, any phone. Just smile and dial this number, 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand, unique, hard-hitting radio, plus hard-hitting constitutional columnists to break it all down for you. If you want to fund us and help us grow, click on Help Us Grow, would you please? This nation shall endure.